Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam. We are in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchas Melachim. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen the flows in Teras Hashem. It's been just amazing. Amazing. And we'd like to continue now and make it even more amazing. In the meantime, we saw that when we're dealing with Dina de Machusa, there's a shibud on the gavra, there's a chiyuv on the individual, and memela, that's what obligates him to pay whatever the malchus obligates him. That's in a nutshell, that we already have three shiurim. First we ask kashas, then we establish the sisod of it being a din in the gavra, and obviously, we saw a lot more, but that's in a nutshell. You could listen to those shiurim. And now we're going weiter. Again, this is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Zatzal. We go and read David. So the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Gzeila and Halacha Yitches, Sherei yaskimu alav b'nei ota ha'aretz v'samcha da'atan she'hu adoneihem v'hem lo avadim. But the idea of Dina de Machusa is that the people of that land have agreed upon him that he is their master and they are his servants. So we see from this that the yesod of the Malchus is that they are his servants. B'meshehim lo la'avadim. El sheba'akum chaylam mitzius zu al yidei kabola v'haskama shel b'nei ota ha'aretz. When it comes to Goyim, so how is this Mitzias that there is Avadim, how does that take effect? Because they accept it upon themselves. Sherei skima alav, they agree that they're going to be his servants. And B'malcha Yisrael, it's because he is a Din Melech Yisrael. In Parashas HaMelech. And in the Parashas HaMelech, it says a Din of Avdus. And as we saw in the Rambam, this Avdus is Mas. So this avdus includes taxes. Avdus which is the mitzias of malchus, that people are avodim to the malchus, that obligates taxes with all kings. The avdus vaday ika b'kula machrei shezer yisod ha-malchus. There's avdus by all of them, because that's the foundation of the malchus, avdus. Ve'al zeh kosu ha-rishonim anal, and on that, the rishonim that we saw in the previous shiur, right? Din dina de malchus edina legabe mas letzorcha, o letzorcha hamedina lebeparash mitzad parashas ha-melech. Shekanal mevor ba'avdus ha'noisein ha'melech shlita b'hem linyan zeh. Kmo ken b'chol ma'achos, zeh ma'hus ha'sheish ba'avdus. So this avdus allows for dina de ma'chus adina, that the king can charge taxes for all of his needs, or for tzarech ha'medina mitzad parashas ha'melech. Shekanal mevor ba'din avdut, that as we saw, there's a din abdus that gives the king shlita, that gives the king rulership with regard to tzarech hamedina or his tzrachim. It's abdus. K'moken, every malchus, that's its essence, that this abdus with the outcome, that there's koch of dina de machus adina. After the abdus, there's dina de machus adina. And even the man d'yomer that holds even if you hold that it's Isla'ayim Aleim, just to threaten them that the king can have such control over them, that we read out from Sefer Shmuel, even that man d'amr is Moide Shizoi Malchus V'inyin Zeh Shenemar B'Parshas HaMelech Eino Kedei La'ayim Aleim V'rak Shara Parsha Shenemar B'Zchuyos Nosofos Mitzad Malchus Sfir L'Ayim Aleimar Shemana La'ayim Aleim. Even that man d'amr is moide that it's malchus, and this inyan of malchus that he's the king, that they have this shibud to the king, that they have an abdus to the king, even that Man De'Amer agrees, even Man De'Amer, that Kol Amar Parashas Melech Ein Melech Mutarbo, agrees that the principle of Malchus is in place. Just the Schuyos in the Parasha that are mentioned, the rights of the king, that is La'ayim Aleim. That's just a threat, and that's not for real. But as far as Abdus goes, it's still Abdus. Mishumachi Pshita Diyesh Koach Zevuchol Malchus. So this applies to all Malchus, Jewish Malchus, non-Jewish Malchus. And that the Rambam writes, as we saw in the first shir, Mitzad, Kol Amar B'Parashas Melech, Melech Mutarbo, as we saw in the first in Halacha, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. Why does the Rambam write that? It's not because this din isn't true according to the other Man De'Amar. But rather, Lefi Emes, the Rambam holds like this. Mitzad Parashas HaMelech, Shemelech Mutarbo. So that's the Rambam Shita. But it's not because the din that the Rambam wrote is not correct according to the other Man De'Amar. In other words, even according to the Man De'Amar, they call him Parashas HaMelech, Ein HaMelech Mutarbo, but he still has a right to take taxes. That right he does have. There is the Shibut. As far as all the other things go, no, they don't apply. The other Schuyas, but as far as the Abdus, that he can take a Temtiul HaLavadim, this Abdus is Mas, that does apply to a king. Sai according to the Man De'Amar Kol Amar Parashas Melech Melech Mutarbo, and Sai according to the Man De'Amar Kol Amar Parashas Melech Melech Asirbo. Why? Because that's Malchus, that's the definition of Malchus. And Memela, it's going to apply to a Goyish king as well. V'zem mevo'al b'tshuvas ha-rajbo. Shehuva b'beis Yosef choyshen mishpat suif simen chovov. Ayin shem shekosav di yisoy dina de Malchus adina. U'bama sheyesh hu mene de Malka. U'bedvorim shem b'dina ha-Malchus. כי כמו שיש לנו משפטי המלוכה, כמו שאומר שמואל לישראל, כך בשאר עקום דינים ידועים יש להם מלכוס ועליהם עומד דיני המדינה אין שם. So you see from this Rashba that the din of the מלכוס, the din of Goyim, comes from the parish of מלכוס בישראל. Just the pratim and the toitsos of the מלכוס are different. But it's all the yisod of Avdus. And what's Avdus mamish? Taxes. And that's the parish's מלוכה כבישראל. Just as far as other dinim are concerned, there's the Parasha Melucha of Goyim and Parasha Melucha of the Jews. But he compares Malchus Yisrael to Malchus Akum, because in principle, their Malchus draws from our Malchus. That it's all from the Parasha of Malchus Yisrael, they're just different in the Pratim. But in principle, it's the same. It's the Sisod of Avdus, of taxes. However, what appears as follows. Beishmuel in Eben HaEzer Simin Chofches Sof Sif Katan Gimel writes Legabe Gzela La'achar Yeush, that with regard to stealing after Yeush the Medina de Malchus Adina Sorich La'achzir the Mikol Makom Do'i Raisa Ushal HaGazlin. The Dina, the Malchus Adina, they have to return Gzela Lachar Yeush. But Mideo Raisa belongs to the Gazlin. Because he had Yeush. Ein Sham. Devri Abbe Shmuel. So Ein Ba'avne Miluim B'Siv Katan Beis. U'B'Tshuvas Chasim Sefer Simen Mem Dalet. Shetamu. The Vadai Dina, the Malchus Adina, Manatoru. Dina de Malchus Adina is Minatora. It's not the Rabbanan. The Beis Shmuel learns that Dina de Malchus Adina is the Rabbanan. He says, Gzeil Lachar Yeush. Dina de Malchus, he has to return, but Midai Raisa belongs to the Gazlan. And Avnei Milom Nechasim Sofer said, what are you talking about? The Ilul Malchus HaDin is Minatar, it's not the Rabbanah. So it would appear that in the Sugya in Gittin on the 9b, there are two Lashinas. If you have a Shtar that's Oyla Bar Kol Shel Goyim, is it kind of a Shtar Matan or not? The Lishna Basra holds that it's not, and the Lishna Kama holds that it's Koine Medina de Malchus HaDin. Ayin Sham Medivri HaSugya, the Gittin, first parak. The Rambam Malvo Lova 27, we see that it's not koine. Shtar Oyla Bar Kol Shel Akum, Shtar Matan is not koine. Magid Mishnah there writes that even though we pass in Dina the Malchus HaDina, Hainu Rak B'meshu Toy Elis LaMelech B'nyonei HaMisim Shela. That we pass in the Dina the Malchus is Dina, that's only when the king has a benefit in his matters of taxation. U'mashihu Mechukov, what's part of his law. Aval Dvarim Shebein Adam L'Chaveiro Ein Dino B'hem Din. But if it's been on L'Chaveiro, and we don't say Dina the Machlus of Dina. Only when it's Toelis Lamelech, like his Misim and his laws. And that's the Das of Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra holds Lo Kani, and the Rambam Paskins that way. Why not? I Dina the Machlus of Dina. The answer is, this is no Gael B'anadim L'chavero, and there we don't say Dina the Machlus of Dina. This is discussed by the Rivosh, and the Simon, the Reish Gimel, or Reish Nun, one of the two. And this is very difficult to understand. That in the Rishonim in Gittin, they also wanted to explain like this according to the Lishna Basra, and they were docha this Misugis Hagimore, of a Basra 55a. They say Dina de Machus Adino. By Arisisa de Parsai, Shuad Mem Shonim, the Murda Mechazaka in Persia, 40 years. We go Dina the Machus Adina there, even though Ein Bo Toelis LaMelech. So you see from the Sigin Bava Basra that we say Dina the Machus Adina, even when it comes to Bein Ad Machaver, even though it's Ein Toelis LaMelech. So you can't say that's Pshat and Elishna Basra and Gittin, that it's Medina the Machus Adina. We don't say Bein Ad Machavero, because you see in Bava Basra and Nunhei that we do say Dina the Machus Adina Bein Machavero. Ein Barash, Bo Varan, Veoit, Lehej Yakos Varamban, Zechiu Matana 115. Linyan Hamavur, but Gemara Baba Bas Rishon, Bikinyan Shtar, Kishiyesh Bezedina Lamachus Adina. Vamam writes, Vamed Varma Mor Makam Shein Mishpi Adul Amelech, Avalim Din Oise Amelech Umishpato, Shlo Yis Keba Kalka, Elo Misha Kaisek Vishtar. Oh, Anoy Saint Domin Bekayotze Vadvorim Ha'evu, Oisin Kafi Mishpat Hamelech. Shekoldine Hamelech b'momen al piyam donim. Wow! So the Rambam says that if there's a mishpat that's yadu al Hamelech, then you follow it. Oisin kafi mishpat Hamelech, because all dine Hamelech are followed when it comes to mammon. So it's mefurish that the dina de malchus adina is even there's no toelis Hamelech. So to the Beis Yosef writes this also in mishpat reish samaches. Even ezel perikhes mi. So the Chor is a tamua me'ot. So that's the kasha that we have over here. How do you interpret the sugi that way? But the Beis Shmuel says that midaraisi, we're not saying dina l'machus adina. The Avne Milo Mechassim Sofer say ma pitom dina l'machus adina is daraisa. Then we saw the sugi Hagemara. That there are two Lashonos, whether or not Shtar Olav Bar Kol Shel Goyim is Kaina. And the Lishna Basra says no, and the Rambam paskins that way. And the Magid Mishnah says that the reason we paskin that it's not Dina Machus Adin is because Dina Machus Adin is only what applies to the Melech. And not what applies with what's been on the Chavera. And then we said we saw not like that from the Shainim, the Brain Thing Rambam Basra not like that, and we see Mephorish and the Rambam not like that. So how can you say that that's the reason? Why are we passing that Mishnah? That's Pshat Melishna Basra, because Dina the Machus Adina is not Ben on Lachavero. Mapito, Dina the Machus Adina is Ben on Lachavero. The Forish like that in the Rambam and the Rishonim, and again you see that in the Sugya Bava Basra. So that is what we have to resolve. And in the next year, hopefully we'll see Neflos. We have a lot of important things to discuss. And Amir Tzeshem, we will see Niflos, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Mitaris, Hashem, Beli Neder. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. This is not an easy series. This is for major leaguers, Baruch Hashem. And it's extremely gratifying. And we should be zeichut to continue. That's what I asked the Rabbanu Shlomo. They give me the bracha that I'm able to continue, and we're able to continue together. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends. Thank you for listening.